Anyway, it's that time when we wrap up the first hour of Sports Talk, noting the top, or I guess our favorite achievements of the weekend. It's a little something we call Divine Shine.
Down the lane he comes, floater on the wing, got it! 0.3 seconds remain! Ooh, Damian Lillard, how dare you!
Swing and a miss! 20 strikeouts! For Max Scherzer.
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi! Oh, 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 oh. Again, the medicine man arrives and sinks his flaming spear into the hearts of Real Madrid. Messi, born in the crossfire hurricane, and he is jumping Jack Flash. You could drop a tarantula into his shorts and he'll still be cool.
Oh, yeah. By the way, this beat is a big boy song from Outkast. His son was in Eugene on a recruiting visit for Oregon football over the weekend, so that was kind of interesting. So Big Boy was actually in town with his son for an Oregon football recruiting trip. Kind of interesting. Like Steve said, it is the last segment of the 4 o'clock hour on a Monday. That means it's time for Hop Valley's Divine Shine, brought to you by the Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. Bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, and a velvety smooth finish. Unfiltered hybrid ale packs a bunch of flavors while keeping the drinkability of a blonde, creaminess of a hef, and all the hop aroma of a Northwest Pale. Nothing else like it in the marketplace. Right now, the three of us are going to give our top two performers and performances from over the weekend. Who going to start?
Me.
Go.
Lourdes Gurriel Jr. of the Toronto Blue Jays shined this
week. Man, I'm so hyped right now. It is possible!
Ah, yes. No one is paying attention to the Toronto Blue Jays. They are not loaded with tradable talent, and they're not really in the hunt for the number one pick because the Orioles are doing way better at that than they are. But what they do have is a really young player that is having a hell of a week. Gurriel went 10 straight games with more than two hits. Over the streak, he's hitting 500, 25 hits, 6 extra base hits, only 9 RBIs, but an OPS of 1.259. The 24-year-old rookie middle infielder raised his batting average from 237 to 322 in 10 days. That is truly a shining performance.
Who's up next, me or you?
There you go.
I'm going to go with Andrew Luck. Lit it up.
Man, what? I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
And I think this is the only time the first week of NFL training camp has actually meant something as much as it does for the Colts and Luck right now, because the guy hasn't even thrown footballs in practice in like over a year. Several surgeries since the shoulder issues began in 2015, 3 years ago. He had to miss all of last season because of it. Basically, the whole franchise has been biding time until he's healthy because everything revolves around him. Now, finally, Luck was at practice over the weekend. By all accounts, from everyone who saw him on Sunday, looks like Andrew Luck of old, slinging the ball around, neck beard waving in the breeze. It was a practice, but he apparently went like 19 to 22 for 2 touchdowns, no picks. Look, stop. It's practice, but even Andrew Luck getting out there for what was incredibly important for he and his team. So just him doing anything was great. So Andrew Luck throwing a football forward in organized team activities, he shined.
Oh my heavens!
You take it.
Let's go with Miguel Angel Jimenez, who won the Senior British Open, and I don't know, this dude always shines.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
Guy's got flair. He's kind of a swashbuckling Spaniard with all kinds of game, plus for extra style, the championship was held at St. Andrews. He never won a major on the regular tour. Came close, third at the British in 01, second by a shot to Tiger. And also second to Tiger by 15 shots at the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach in 2000, fourth to Bubba at the Masters 4 years ago. He looks like he came out of a bar after having a few pops, lights a cigar, then shoots 2 under and takes everybody's money. You might recall his wild shot at the 2010 British Open. He stymied, had to turn away from the cup, hit his shot off a wall, ricocheted onto the green. Well, yesterday, he beat defending champ Bernard Langer by a shot and joined the late Hall of Famer Seve Ballesteros to win at the old course, repping the nation of Spain. Miguel Angel Jimenez, shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
Zach Greinke of the Arizona Diamondbacks shined this month.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
I'm really stretching the rules on who shined this weekend and things like that, because I'm going way back for Greinke here.
Right.
Greinke's ERA peaked in June at 3.9, and that must have really ticked off Mr. Greinke, because he's been on a tear ever since. Over his last seven starts, Greinke is 6-0. The D-backs are 6-1 in those starts. He has a 1.16 ERA, 48 strikeouts over 46 innings, only 6 runs allowed, dropping his ERA that was almost 4, getting it under 3 to a 2.96.
Wow.
His whip is now the second best in his career at 105, only lower than in 2015 when he led the league in whip with .84. He's up to 12 wins this year, and he's starting to put his name for the running for NL Cy Young. He has been shining.
So this sort of extends into today, but LeBron James shined over the weekend.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
This one goes directly to the Stick to Sports crowd, because LeBron James opened a new public school in Akron, Ohio for at-risk kids. Literally, LeBron and his foundation, the LeBron James Family Foundation, approached the Akron School Board about wanting to help open a new school to help at-risk kids in tough home situations, and they have worked together for a while to get the I Promise School going. It will have services available to kids to help them stay out of trouble. It will help their parents with job placement stuff if needed. There will be a food bank if parents are having trouble affording school lunches. This in addition to his 2015 initiative that helped send over 1,000 kids to college, and his Wheels for Education program that helps kids afford school supplies. But stick to sports, am I right? LeBron James shined.
Oh my heavens!
In a twist, I'm going to go double barreled here, because we got a couple of newbies shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
Both Nathan Eovaldi of the Red Sox, J.A. Happ of the Yankees made their debuts in the heat of a pennant race with two of the more prominent franchises in the game, and they were excellent. Eovaldi, like Happ, acquired to bolster the rotation from Tampa, threw against the Twins yesterday at Fenway. Shutout ball over 7, no walks, only 4 hits. Bo Sox rolled 3-0, lead the East by 5.5. By the way, next time he faces the Next time he takes the mound at the Yankees, facing who? J.A. Happ. Happ, who came to the Bronx from Toronto, faced the Royals Saturday, got the win with 6 strong innings, 3 hit ball, just a walk. Did cough up a gopher ball to KC catcher Sal Perez in the 6th. Otherwise pretty untouchable. New York takes it 6-3, gives him a W in his pinstriped debut. J.A. Happ, shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!